I'm good at pretending. I want everyone to think I'm a virtuous little church girl. But you know the truth now, don't you? I feel guilty and ashamed about it. But that also makes it more delicious. I would just die if the truth came out about me. But you don't want to expose me, do you? At least not in the way I'm thinking about. Despite loving it, I really wanted to pretend that it never happened. It almost physically hurts to talk about it, you know? Well, you probably don't. You're very in touch with your desires and wants, aren't you? I love that sinister little smile you get right before you do something nasty. I think it was the promise of that smile that pushed me beyond my limits. I wanted it to be a one-time thing, but you just kept provoking me and teasing me. Little things, but they scared me. Why? Because you kept implying that you'd find someone else to play with, and I could go back to my honor society and responsible drinking and total lack of satisfaction. You want me to tell you what it was like? In my own words? Well, your wish is my command. I love talking about it, but I hope it won't take too long. I really want to get back to what we were just doing, you know? We met at that birthday party. I heard you talking about, what was it? Oh yeah, true crime. We started sharing serial killer facts and then everyone sort of left us alone. Anyway, things went well that first night. You ended up walking me home and we made out in the late night drizzle. It was so lovely, romantic even. But then it happened. The fear. I felt it creeping up my spine. I tried to ignore it, but it didn't work. By the time I felt you getting hard, pressing your body against me, I had gone into a full-blown panic attack and said goodbye, running up into my dorm room. Even then, though, a part of me tried to get you to follow me. You didn't notice? I'm not surprised. I didn't exactly make it obvious. I said something like, well, I'm going to go upstairs and pass out right now. And then I left the door slightly ajar, so it didn't lock. You could have followed me up to my room right then. I wanted to invite you up, but I never could have. So instead, I wanted you to follow me up and, well, just take me. Sure, it might have been legally rape, but we both would have been happy. The next day, I was so ashamed of both how I had treated you and what I had really wanted. But we had exchanged numbers and I wanted to see you again. I needed to see you again. So I called you and acted like nothing weird had happened. That was the start of this cycle of mutual frustration. No. I won't deny it anymore. It's easy to talk about when you have me here like this. I feel so wonderfully helpless. I understand why you got mad at me. You tried to conceal it, but you're only human, aren't you? We would get into something. I would start to think that this time would be different, but then you'd touch my breast or my inner thigh, and the panic would come back, stronger than ever. I would completely shut down or run into the bathroom. I couldn't talk about it either. Good girls weren't supposed to want or enjoy sex. That was how I was raised. Every time you made me wet with your tender or harsh touch, I was sinning. I knew it wasn't correct, but I couldn't get by it. I had hoped that it would go away on its own as time went on. Eventually, with enough wine and foreplay, I was able to take my panties off. I was so proud. I wanted you to fuck me, but you went down on me. I came on your tongue, squirming and squealing. Finally, at last, I relaxed. I looked at you with all the heat that I had in me. You knew what it meant. You moved up my body, and I saw your cock. I took it in my small hand and guided in, wet and ready. But as soon as it touched my eager little slit, the fear came back. This time, I couldn't even move. All I could do was sit there and shake and cry in frustration. But you helped me, and that helped. I knew that you were going to leave me, though. Why? Well, even if you told yourself differently, you can only take so much of this. You needed a release. And all I did was work you up more and more. I was really falling for you, too. But then, in my moment of desperation, it came to me. I couldn't give myself to you because good girls didn't do that. And I could never tell you to just rape me. Even if I was. I wouldn't. Well, even if that was what I wanted. But maybe I could try something else. So I started babbling and hoped you wouldn't think it was just crazy girl nonsense. I told you some truths, like how I like to study on the 7th floor of the library, how it was all devoted to religious studies. And I was invariably empty when I was there. How it was so lovely and private. I also told you about how I felt vulnerable there. Anyone could come do anything to me, and there would be no one to help me or save me. Then I lied. But just a little bit. I told you it was so quiet that I fell asleep all the time. Truthfully, I did get a bit tired sometimes, but I had only passed out just once. I even told you when I would be studying then next. You listen, but you were clearly confused. That was understandable. And I couldn't begin to explain what I had in mind. All I could hope was that you understood the subtext and followed through. I reasoned that you were bright and frustrated, and maybe even angry with me. I thought that you'd find the idea of doing this particular act appealing and, let's be honest, punishing. Truth be told, I've always been attracted to the predator lurking inside you. There's a reason you read about serial killers all the time. I was excited. I dressed a little more provocatively than usual. Not slightly. To be honest, I don't have any real sexy clothes. So I wore a tight little blouse, without a bra, of course. I wore a skirt, tight and short enough to easily hike up over my lacy little black panties. I thought I would be a nice gift for you to unwrap. I went to the library and found my secluded little spot in the corner with desks and chairs. There's no one around as usual. I started to study, but I was so excited that I couldn't focus. The point of no return approached. If I was going to be ready for you, I would have to act now. I took a deep breath, then dry swallowed an Ambien. I thought about taking two, but I was afraid that I would miss everything, or even sleep through to morning. I went back to my reading, oddly relaxed now that I had made the final decision. I was out in under 20 minutes. I know you said I look like an angel, but I think it's more likely I was just drooling over a book and you were looking at how my shirt barely held my tits, or my skirt hugged my hips. That's what I wanted in any case. The first thing I remember is a lovely dream where an impossibly tall man was stroking my hair. And then I was floating in his arms. And then he laid me down gently on a rock altar. I was face down. I remember the surface was hard and cold, and it felt nice. I remember all of it. But it wasn't a dream, was it? You had arrived and had decided to go through with it. God, just thinking about you standing over my helpless body has me so fucking wet. Can you see how I'm squeezing my legs together? I better get done with the story quickly so we can get to more pressing matters. I was wet then too. In my dream, the tall man was doing things with my skirt. Things that I wanted you to do for so long. And then I felt my panties vanish. Well, not disappear, but it didn't feel like they had been pulled off either. In my dream, I wonder, wait, you cut them off, didn't you? You kept them as a souvenir? You're such a predator, aren't you? You know what really turns me on right now? Knowing that the man I love is so crazed with desire for me that he would cross all kinds of boundaries and even break the law just to fuck me. I mean, technically, I think what you did was rape. Statutory rape, if I had to be precise. But I'm not telling if you aren't. I dreamt that the tall man was running his hands up my calf and the inside of my thigh. He seized my ass and squeezed it so hard that I hurt. I felt like I was his property, something to be used or discarded at his pleasure. I moaned. I couldn't help myself. The idea was delicious. Later, I found bruises in the rough shape of a hand. I touched myself while I looked at it in a mirror, that mark of ownership, that mark of being yours. That was when I think the first real violation happened. I didn't wake up, but I felt something inside me. It was warm and I wanted it there so badly. I wondered if the tall man was fucking me, but it wasn't a cock, was it? It felt huge to me because I have such small fingers and small nails too. But I digress. It felt good. I was ashamed of how good it felt. But it was just a dream, right? Thoughts on sins. So I just let myself enjoy it. It moved in and out of me, and I grew more excited. I know that I whimpered and pushed my hips back against it. I wanted more, and faster, and deeper. I felt it build in me then. I panicked, despite knowing it was only a dream. I was being penetrated. I wasn't supposed to like it. I was supposed to resist it or just endure it. But I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. And I came. And It was the best orgasm I'd ever had. Even better than when you had gone down on me. Did you ever question what you were doing? Did you ever wonder if it was wrong? Or did you not care? God, the idea of being at your mercy is just so fucking hot. The small penetration went away and I whimpered. I wanted it back. But then I felt something better, didn't I? Something warm and hard moved against my tight pussy. I moaned. It wasn't just warm. It was hot. Now I know it was your cock, wasn't it? And you weren't using a condom, you naughty thing. At the time, I was still dreaming. But I was starting to wake up, or something like it. It felt so big. I was wet and ready, and I wanted it. I was no longer a good girl, was I? I was a slut. An absolute slut now. Your slut. I wanted that hardness inside of me so badly. But it hurt. You weren't gentle. You forced it in me. You stretched me out, forcing me to adapt to this beautiful new intrusion. Even so, I tried to wiggle away in my dream, but I felt powerful hands on my hips, pinning me there. I couldn't do anything but be penetrated. I knew that I was breathing hard. You had filled me completely. And I felt so good. I felt my heart race in anticipation of what was coming. In this lovely dream, a thick cock had taken away my virginity, and I wanted it to do more. I wanted it to violate me and fill me with its sticky seed. You drew in me, hadn't you? The hard warmth started to move in and out of me. And I came again, right away. It was gentle, but just barely. Like an eager hunting dog on a short leash. Then you began to lose that control, and you fucked me with speed and force. This was when it happened. I started to wake up. I realized then that it was happening. What I wanted, what I needed. You're fucking me, riding me. I felt some fear then, but I was reassured. Do you know why? Because I was powerless. I knew that even if I opened my eyes and cried and begged you to stop, you'd have just kept going, wouldn't you? You were beyond morality. I was just a soft little doll for you to fuck. Resistance would probably have just made you pin me down and fuck me harder. I was awake and aware, but not entirely myself. Maybe it was the Ambien, or maybe it was just what you do to me. But I was powerless, as if paralyzed. I felt you fucking me, harder and harder. You bruised and hurt me. and I came again and again on your brutally intruding cock. I couldn't move. I didn't want to move. I felt my body shift and move. My ass jiggled with each impact. My arms and hands limply flopped around, and my head swayed with the rhythm of your need. You had bent me over a desk in a public place, and you were raping me. Don't you like that word? You pretend not to, but I saw your cock, your lovely cock, twitch in your pants. It doesn't matter though. I was pinned and wet and coming again and again and again. You turned me from proper young woman into a wanton slut, and I couldn't get enough. I knew then that I'd always wanted hard and brutal. I'd always want to be ravished and hurt. And I would always want you to do it, my beautiful predator. I felt your hand in my hair then, gripping me savagely. I fucking came then too. You lifted my head up off of the desk, no care for how much it hurt me. You kissed and then bit my neck. I whimpered but didn't resist. Then you came. You groaned and grunted, and I felt your cock swell. And then that pressure that I've come to love, that pulsing of your cum filling me. I came with you one last time, exhausted and used. You put my head back down, perhaps a little roughly, but that was all right. A woman might need to be treated more tenderly and with some loving care. I wasn't a woman anymore. I wasn't even a slut. Let's face it, I was just your pretty little doll to use as you wished. I passed out again then, a mixture of drugs and fatigue, putting me into a much deeper sleep. When I woke up, my head was just resting on your sweater. That told me that it wasn't just a lovely dream. Well, that and the cum I still felt seeping out of my pussy. You didn't even clean me up, although you did make sure it didn't get all over my skirt. What a gentleman. I picked myself up and put my books and laptop into my bag. I was so fucking bruised and sore. I had aches all over and inside, and I knew that I must smell of sex and cum and you, and I loved it. I wanted everyone to know how I felt about you and that you'd made me a woman. I wanted it to be common knowledge that I belong to you. I went home, then ate and slept again, relaxed and dreamless. The next day, we met for lunch, and neither of us mentioned what had happened. But you could tell that things had changed between us, couldn't you? Maybe you were a bit nervous, or even worried that I would call the police. I would never do that to you. You're like a wolf. The fawn might not want to be devoured, but it's totally natural and right for the wolf to do so. So, here we are. I invited you back to my place to stay and watch movies. Both of us knew what we really wanted. You showed up, and your bag was bulging. I admit, I was a little anxious, but once the handcuffs and silk rope and blindfolds and the ball gag came out, my arousal had overrid my fear. I understood then, a good girl would never willingly enjoy sex, even if she were married. But if you tied me up and used me, well, I'd be powerless to resist, wouldn't I? But and if I enjoyed it, it couldn't be my fault. Fuck. I'm so ready for you right now. My arms are tight behind me and my legs are splayed. I need you so fucking badly. Is that why you made me say these things? Did you enjoy hearing those words coming from my lips? Did it make you hard and ready to violate me again? If you don't like what I'm saying, then you can always shut me up with that thick cock of yours. I won't fight. I won't even resist. I think that I might even go limp again if you want me to. In the end, though, I'll just be more in love with you. Because while you might make me cry, you'll definitely make me come.